Republican senators have unveiled their rewrite of the school funding overhaul in the House budget, which spends less per student but will be more expensive. But senators say it's more sustainable and reliable for the future. The Senate budget lowers the cost to educate a child, or per student aid, by $910 from the House budget, which set it at $7,020. Per student aid now is $6,020. The Senate's formula is based on an average teacher salary and benefits of more than $72,000 divided by a student-teacher ratio of 20 to 1. Teacher development days, administrative, and other money is added in to get a total of $6,110. Senate Finance Chair Matt Dolan said this is the cost today.
2 years from now, when they redo it, the average teacher salary cost may be different. The average teacher benefit cost may be different, and so on. But they'll know what to put in the formula to determine the base cost of education.
Senators also put back $650 million of the $1.1 billion for counseling and other wellness programs for low-income students that the House had absorbed into its funding overhaul. The Senate will spend nearly $223 million more than the House plan, which was estimated around $1.8 billion on top of what the state already spends on K-12 education. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.